welcome to Influential Visions. Here, we interview futuristic leaders who share their deep industry knowledge and business experience with you, ensuring you have your finger on the pulse and your eyes wide open. My name is Nathaniel Schooler, and I am your host today. Well, it's a bit criminal, really, what's happening at the moment. That's why I'm all dressed up for the occasion. And I'm joined by one of my friends, actually, who's he's based over in Canada, Dan Gold, and he's an international digital strategist. He's been in the media business, like forever. So I thought I'm just going to put on my like Sons of Anarchy clothes, and we're going to get down to business. Yeah. So welcome, Dan. It's good to see you, buddy.
It's lovely to see you, and I do like the air quotes of media. It's a real industry.
I know, but you media. But anyhow, so today, right, before we kick off, yeah, I'm just going to tell everyone what we're going to talk about, right? We're going to talk about three things, right? How to get your brand message across without being an idiot, crisis and social media management, which is super important in this day and age, and criminal advertisements in the light of the current pandemic. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying they're criminal, but they're sort of bordering on. So we're going to talk around that, and we're going to just have a little brainstorming session around that. So let's crack on, man. How to get your brand across without being an idiot?
Well, I think that the question is, do you go down the route of hysteria and panic, or do you be sympathetic and do you demonstrate that you care in a sincere manner? Brands have very established messaging. They also, when they build their brand, they will have a communication strategy. And as a part of that subset of that communication strategy will be issues management. And issues management will basically be, in the old days, this big binder, and you'd flick through it. If this happens, do this. If this happens, do that. So if there's a fire, this is how to communicate. Stop your ads running or pause your ads. If there's an incident of this, if there's whatever. And outbreaks and pandemics in very well-designed issues management plans are included. Now,
but they don't have one of these.
the key to it is that,
sorry, I was just showing Dan this I think it, what is that? I'm not sure what that is. What is that?
I couldn't even decipher it.
Well, I think it's a cow. My daughter gave it to me. Oh, it's then, beautiful.
In which case, it's lovely. It's regardless beautiful. Of what it may or may not
sorry,
be.
Sorry, I tend to be a bit disruptive. I'll let you carry on, Dan.
So in your question, you say how to get your brand message across without being an idiot. And the truth is, if you are still going 200% or 2000%, not that that can exist, sell, and you're ignoring people's feelings, if your emotional intelligence as a brand, as an organization, as an individual, steamrolls everyone, then you're going to lose sympathy. And as things go wrong, as things go sideways, people will not be sympathetic to your brand. And you can put out any advert you want, people will not particularly like you. And am I catastrophizing by saying this is a crisis? Yes, people are dying. This falls into that space of this is a crisis.
Yeah.
Are there things that we can do to mitigate it? Are there pieces of information that we can share to make not only society safe, but our employees? Do we have a responsibility as brands, as organizations, to say, hey, let's share this official information from an official source on washing your hands, on social distancing, on working from home?
Yeah.
These things are not only critical for the continuance of your organization, i.e. ensuring it exists after this is going on, but it means that you are demonstrating and meaningfully engaging with people on how you care about them and how you want them to be safe, which means when we get to the other side of this, we can start that rebuild process. But while saying this, I will say that if all organizations retreat and do nothing in terms of marketing and communication, by the point that it does come round to the uptick, which will come, and we shouldn't panic that this is the end of the world, there will be much bigger things that come further down the line at some point, I'm sure. You'll be in that position after this is done to be in that rebuild phase and to bring people with you, because you demonstrated in a meaningful way that not only did you care, but you wanted to make sure that there were jobs for people. Because there's this challenging balancing act. It's, if I stop selling and stop marketing, I lose jobs. If people lose jobs, then I've got no employees when there's an uptick. And if I take better care of my people, my clients will then look and go, hey, they did the right thing.
Yeah.
And it's all wrapped in this this big package of meaningful engagement.
Yeah, very, very much so. I agree with all of that stuff. I mean, I was going to be interviewing another PR comms kind of person this morning, actually, but I think she's actually got coronavirus. She messaged me on Facebook saying, oh, I'm feeling a bit sick. She's stuck in Kenya. She's been working for like charity PR for, I don't know, like 30 years or something. And so I'm kind of in the process of putting together a few interesting people who can assist with some workshops and stuff like that, that I'm sort of in talks with. But crisis and social media management, they are together, right? And there are so many kind of people that are like, they're just doing social media management and they don't really have a plan, and they're just sort of, and like you said, I mean, they haven't prepared for this and they don't really know how to show empathy, so they're generally just posting pictures of cloud technology stuff and things that they want to sell, and they're not really being sympathetic because they don't really know how. And I think that's the window of opportunity for us in the training side of things. We can actually assist people to learn more about how to be sympathetic, how to be empathetic, how to read what on earth someone's going through, because that's the biggest problem, isn't it? So understanding what on earth someone's going through, right? And you don't know, yeah, because it's like a written communication. Like, it's very, very difficult to know what on earth someone's saying without asking some clarifying questions, obviously. But yeah, it's certainly not an easy one. I mean, I saw some adverts, right? And some of them did make me laugh. I really did laugh at the response. There was this advert. I was just telling you a little bit about it. I'm gonna find it on my phone because I found it. So I'm not into gambling myself, and I don't like working with it. I don't have a problem with people who do, but that's my decision. But it made me laugh. It's a Daily Mirror with the Lotto Land UK. And it was a St. Patrick's Day special ad. Okay. It says, a £2 bet could win you a 5,400,000 Irish Lotto jackpot. Get 50 free spins too. And it cracked me up. The first comment, yeah, it said, Kate Sheehan, she says, imagine winning all that cash and being on lockdown with only one loo roll and a pint of milk inside. Which I just thought was absolutely priceless, right?
But I think
good PR though, right? Because it's encouraging. And if that had been reacted to in the right way, it could have been an interesting conversation, yeah?
No, because on that, the court of public opinion is the one that matters. And now the first commenter has mockingly responded. But I tell you one thing, if that person entered whatever contest this is and won that money, they're not going to turn it down.
No.
The truth is that life cannot stop. Life has to continue. Yes, it was St. Patrick's Day. What do we do not to overreact? We don't have, we can continue with anything online. We can continue at the moment, depending on where you are in the world and when mm-hmm. you're watching this. Yeah. As of today, on the 18th of March, you can continue gathering in small familial groups, mm-hmm. but not mass groups. And just on that advert, one thing that I will say that's good, that needs to be said, is at no point have they said, coronavirus blowout, COVID-19.
Yeah, that's very true, very true.
So I would say that for a sense of normality and mm-hmm. continuance, mm-hmm. it's good. Yeah. If you're not into gambling or gaming, it's not going to suddenly appeal to you. I do work with gaming organizations mm-hmm. as a part of my work, mm-hmm. and they have done the most responsible thing. For the face-to-face activities, different organizations I'm working with have closed their venues. They've closed their casinos. They've closed it from people are entering them. Yeah. Do I have a problem with that ad? No. Will they accept that they will be facing more criticism because this is a heightened time, because this is a more sensitive time? Mm-hmm. Yes. But is their business built on gambling? Yes. So from either an ownership or a shareholder's point of view, should they stop? No, but they will, in fairness, face mockery or criticism.
They will. But I found some other ones. I found money saver tips. Yeah. Thousands of Brits are discovering cheap, effective life insurance. Some UK residents still haven't heard about this. Right? That's on Twitter, yeah?
Do you know what? Just to add to that, and in line with that, I was looking at the Red Top's new websites, The Sun and The Mirror, mm-hmm. and if you go into their voucher sections, their offer sections, and it could have changed by now, but yesterday, they still had their discount vouchers for booking flights and holidays and go now because here's the latest deal. Those holiday sections and booking the flights, when, hold on, a lot of global travel has been shelved. Ports are closed. Airports are closed. So those are the pieces where they should have gone editorially, although there's a separation of church and state between editorial and commercial.
Yeah.
But editorially should have gone, big marker at the top. This is the current situation, and just had a ticker as things change. And they could leave the bits down below, but to still have, and I guarantee if, well, no, I don't guarantee because I don't know. I'm assuming, and I can't speak on behalf of other people, mm-hmm. which is a part of Communication 101. I would say, I would guess that if you tried to book one of those offers to fly to Mauritius now, I would guess it's probably not available at any offer price. So that's a case of advertising something that's actually not available. And then there's a messaging and values question if people put their money into something that they can't claim.
It's criminal.
I'm not going to say criminal, but it's wasting misguided.
It's wasting someone's money. Yeah, you know, as soon as an offer has stopped, that advert that someone is clicking on needs to be killed. Yeah,
and come on. That I totally agree with, but. Because we don't know from the outside, it might be that you click on the advert and it says, this is not available at this time. We can't speak to what the next step is mm-hmm. at the moment. But they could come back and say, hey, this isn't available now, but we will defer this offer until July, September, October.
Yeah.
And if they honor that price, because I guarantee flights are about to get very expensive mm-hmm. because of the losses in the industry.
Yeah.
If they're willing to offer, stand by the offer that's available now, but defer it to October or a year from now, mm-hmm. that will be a very good deal.
Yeah. Very, very much so. So when it comes to being sympathetic and actually, you know, engaging with people, it's always back to the content, right? You and I, we've talked about stuff like this for what is it, nearly 6 years now, right? We've talked about this, some of our earliest YouTube videos that I've done, and they haven't changed, have they? It, like what we said back then is, and all this technology can come along and all these fancy people who are in marketing say, oh yes, this is amazing new widget I've got here and you've got to use it. Well, it's still back to basics, right? It's back to the basics of, you know, messaging, content being on point with people. Like, that's why I'm recording this with you, because I've had people ask me the questions, and some of them are very experienced people in PR and comms, yeah, and marketing, and they just need reminding, because they get overwhelmed, don't they, with all this technology and all these platforms and all this pressure. And actually, it's back to, well, there's a injured person over there. We're very sorry about that. And we really do want to help, but we can't. And in the meantime, just don't injure yourself. And here is some guidelines.
Yeah, I mean, the truth of it comes down to, there will always be new platforms. There will always be new ways that we can deliver information. There will always be new ways that we can listen. And during a time of crisis, listening becomes even more important. Kind of in the good times, you can bung out an advertising marketing message and it'll land on people. It'll either work or it won't work. Mm. In the times of a crisis, you bung out a marketing message or an advert, it can not only fall on deaf ears, which is the best outcome for those who aren't engaged, or it can antagonize people and really upset them, which is collateral damage for a brand.
Yeah.
The principle is, we are humans. We connect and communicate with other humans. The delivery method, the delivery tooling is verging on irrelevant. But we have to focus on sincerity. If we're listening, we have to sincerely listen. You mentioned earlier that we should have a thought about how people should be more educated when it comes to being empathetic. And one of the difficulties is that you can create a list of the signals and create a list of the responses, but if you are not truly empathetic, empathetic as an organization and empathetic as the heads of HR, as the C-suite, as the whatever level it is, then it's going to be tokenism. And tokenism has not only brand value, but no meaning. Mm-hmm. It has no authenticity and it falls on deaf ears. And the credits that you hope to build up by appearing empathetic or trying your best at being empathetic will fall on deaf ears. And if that's the case, if that happens, then bring in someone or get a consultant who is focused on the relationship building, because it's not a case of marketing or putting out press releases or doing a survey. It's a case of what you do and how you react. And that's ultimately a cultural issue, and culture and how you deal with people and then how you communicate all come together. And all of those fundamentals need to be together before you sell or make a single thing. And it all comes from the top. Everyone from every level in an organization needs to engage and be empathetic, but the culture begins and the middle and beginning is from the ownership. And if the owners don't care, it filters down and it's jaded and it doesn't work. I like tools like Slack. I like Workplace by Facebook. I like Yammer to an extent. Mm-hmm. I like Staffbase because that's a really good tool to be able to engage with people who are on site and off site. And it's this brilliant mix of listening, engaging, delivering messages, getting people to behave more like a community. It's like a community app in that sense. Mm-hmm. So there are good things, there are bad things, but there are opportunities for us to do better. And if there's ever been a time in this world for us to have a little bit of spare time to reset, to think about what we're doing, to think about how we should act here on in, this is the time to do it. In fact, we should have done it a long time ago, but if people haven't done it as yet, now's the time to do it.
Yeah, very much so. And, you know, going back to what you're saying and what we've talked about before about content, check the source. If you're sharing something, check the source of it. But, you know, because you can share something, but if it's not actually factual, you could do some very serious damage to you, to your organization. And you know, that can be very, very stressful for everyone involved, right?
Completely. I know a freelance consultant, I'm not going to say the market that they work in, that is in the UK. Mm-hmm. And they are a professional. They're a very respected professional. They shared a piece of information that involved coronavirus or COVID-19 and how bleach could be a solution. And immediately I sent a message going, hey, this isn't from the NHS or the World Health Organization or from the government. This isn't based on fact. You have shared a piece of information which not only involves bleach, which could be dangerous in the way that it was being applied, but also if you drink lots of water, you can tell this, that, and the other. If you, you know, face east and then west, then touch your nose and point to the ceiling, suddenly you'll be cured. And the problem is that this person was trying to do their best and trying to do right.
Yeah.
They weren't trying to be criminal or hoodwink anyone. They were doing what they felt was the best. But from a journalism background that I have, from a media background,
yeah,
you double source everything. You get a piece of information and then you challenge that information. If that information turns out to be true, then you're okay to publish it. Because again, we're living in a time where people are virally sharing information, yeah, which has NHS headers or World Health Organization headers on it, and they're fake. So go to the source, go to the official websites. I have to say that actually one of the best resources is going to Chambers of Commerce, because they are working on behalf of many, many organizations, whether they're small or medium, and they are sharing facts. Mm-hmm. So certainly you are 100% absolutely right. But I want to add to this that we mentioned in passing that there is an element where organizations are being maybe tone deaf and just carrying on some advertising that's inappropriate or not tasteful. But taste is in the perception, mm-hmm, of the audience. So yeah, that's a varying scale. There are organizations that are sending out ads that are going, hey, coronavirus deals, da 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 da, which, mm-hmm, are plain tasteless. There are some, yeah, great things happening. Everyone's inbox is being filled up with messages from CEOs and presidents of organizations saying, hey, this is where we're at. This is what we're doing. This is what we hope to do, yeah, going forwards. Please be safe, and some basic information. Mm-hmm. Those are great. And the final thing I want to say is you have to look at organizations like Microsoft and many others, I'll add, who are saying, hey, actually Microsoft and Google have done this and many others. They're saying, hey, we've got these tools for working from home. The free level can now use the professional level at no cost, and the professional level, where you previously might have had a bandwidth limitation, you can now have unlimited until we're, you know, through the worst 6 to 8 weeks as we go on. I mean, let's say 3 months. Through that period, mm-hmm, we're giving all this stuff away. They've got the resources to do it, yeah, and they've got bandwidth. Apart from yesterday, where Teams and Office 365 had a bit of a wobble and Zoom was out for half, right, a day. So
I used Zoom yesterday. I'm sure I did.
But remember, there's multiple servers around the world.
Yeah, it must have been through your integrators or something.
North America, we were out for Zoom down was trending internationally. And it was like, okay, well, I'm moving on to Zencastr, because a lot of what I do with the IABC International podcast and other podcasts, mm-hmm, that I produce is audio only. And I have to say that Zencastr, Zencastr, is a great audio only connection, very high quality. And the audio quality even beats what we've got here on Zoom, right, but video is great.
Yeah, I mean, I like to do a bit of video, because I'm putting these on the YouTube channel as well. Yeah, so you know, it's
everyone loves the YouTubes. And at this time, what a great time for solopreneurs and entrepreneurs to make use of telling their stories in different ways. Yeah. This is the time that I'm hoping people will try YouTube for the first time in publishing. They will try a podcast for the first time. Maybe they'll start producing a PDF book on issue or whatever it is. I'm looking forward to those things.
Yeah, me too. Well, I just want to encourage people to just try and be as uplifting as possible. Yeah. I mean, be as uplifting, as supportive and encouraging as possible. Yeah. I mean, whatever products you're selling, you can still be like that, and your teams can be like that. And, you know, thanks to everyone for tuning in, and thanks, Dan. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Look, if anyone wants more information specifically about Crisis, you can contact me through yourself, Nat, and we can talk to people, regardless of where they're in the world. The great thing is we have gone through the digital revolution. Whatever time zone you're in, I am sure that we can connect with you and assure you that there is a future and a plan and a route can be planned out to give you that way forwards.
Yeah, very much so.
Thanks for listening. Please make sure you share this episode with your friends and business connections too. And don't forget to drop us a review wherever you listen. Thank you.